We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Wednesday. If you just got up, we're here. Sun's up a little bit. It's going to be the mildest day of the week by a long shot.
We're supposed to get a little rain later today because I wanted to wash the giddy up.
I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
And this morning, we did our birthdays in a 5 o'clock hour. Michael Crawford, who is the great vocalist, the British vocalist, probably best known for his Phantom of the Opera.
And you love show tunes. You love singing them. Every morning you sing one. I come in and you have one that you're singing. You're a showman. You're not just the world's greatest MC. You are a stage and screen guy.
Well, he's also into acting, you know.
Yes.
I act every day.
I mean, he really enjoys that that thespian stuff he gets into.
So Pat Septak, who has this whole double life as an accordion, what do you call it?
Virtuoso.
Thank you.
Yeah. I see a marriage right there.
So Kevin went out in our newsroom. Pat's sitting there, and after his big performance last Friday with the accordion and the Steeler fight song, he suggested to Pat that maybe we, Pat and I, do a duet of show tunes montage, and you should have seen Pat's face. Maybe we should put that on KDKRadio.com.
You know, Kevin,
watch.
I think Larry here may be into this because it gives him a chance to upstage you after the hair incident yesterday, after the shaving incident.
Yeah, Larry Oakey.
Well, 170.
There we go, Larry Oakey. I love it.
I don't hate it.
No, it's good.
You might hate it after I try it. That's pretty good. Larry Oakey.
Oh, that's
Dave
perfect.
Dave Ambrosi and I were talking the new boss.
Go to YouTube and search Larry Oakey and see what comes up.
Larry Oakey, there he is.
Our boss may have been onto something.
That is so Larry perfect. Oakey. Larry Oakey.
Imagine
that. That is just great.
Anyway, go to KDKRadio.com. You could check out Kevin Battle's new look. And by the way, he got a couple of proposals yesterday because of the hairdo. He looks younger. That's true. You do. You really do.
Thank you.
How did you find out about the proposals?
Comments on social media. Farmersonly.com was one. There are a whole bunch of those dating sites. And you said at one point you were on those. What did you use? What was your go-to?
I used eHarmony.
Ah, that's probably that's one of the most famous.
And I liked the idea that they would try to line you up with somebody who you had like similar characteristics or, you know, interests and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was a little more, there was a little more of a screening process than meatmarket.com.
Right. Or I remember reading a book once, and it one of the chapters was Where to Meet Women. They said a bowling alley. Have you ever met a woman at a bowling alley, Kevin?
I've seen women at bowling alleys.
Maybe Topgolf.
Topgolf. Grocery stores are always the best.
The only thing about bowling alleys is that smell around the shoe department. Because you gotta get beyond that.
They have that spray, you know, that they spray.
Yes,
in there.
That's the smell
you're talking about.
The scent. I can't take
that disinfectant stench.
If a woman smells like that, it's over. I'm just saying. All right. So yesterday, Kevin and Rob Grainer and you, we were all involved in this group text, and it's, hey, covidtests.gov is now active. It was supposed to start today. A lot of people got a jump on it. So I was up on the second story of my home, my little home office there. And I thought, I'm going to get on this right now and then be able to go downstairs, tell my wife I took care of business.
Oh, the knight in shining armor, protecting the family.
So I went on covidtest.gov.
Because he's the kind of guy who gets things done.
And I, rarely.
What do you hear the rest of the story?
Right. So it took me maybe 40 seconds to put the information. All you need is your name, address, and there's no credit cards or anything. Mm-hmm. This is four free rapid tests will come to you courtesy of Uncle Sam, which we'll all pay for later, point earlier, Kevin. So there's a glitch, though. Well, I found out that my address was already being used.
Scammers.
No, my wife.
Oh.
Through my daughter, found out ahead of us, and she had already put it in. So when I went down to be the hero, look, honey, I got our four free tests coming. She goes, I already did that. I go, I know.
Yeah, she already took down the Christmas lights, too.
But some people are being denied. Yeah, she did that, too. There's a glitch for some people who live in apartments, but you live in an apartment building. You had no issues.
Well, no, I went through the U.S. Postal Service version of this. There was a USPS version of this that was up and running yesterday as well.
Yes. So that you go to the federal site, and then when you click to put in your address, it goes to the USPS version that Paul's talking about. And I tweeted it out as well, at Kevin Battle.
And by the way, we talked to Dr. Mark Itzkowitz from Allegheny Health Network in the last half hour and asked him, okay, so you have these rapid tests. When should you use them? Because there's a lot of confusion. And his suggestion was, if you develop the symptoms, if you don't feel sick, don't take
a
test.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Fever, sore throat, runny nose, loss of taste and smell. It seems to be more on the extreme side for Omicron. And then you would take a rapid test. And then if it tests positive, then you should go schedule a PCR test. And then what? We're supposed to quarantine for
5 days.
5 days. Mm-hmm. And then test again before you would return to public life, meaning go into an office environment. Or where, here he is. He's got his N95 on. Marty Griffin.
He doesn't have that Oscar Mayer baloney mask on. He's got the real deal, N95.
So you're going to get yours, and we're supposed to start receiving them, I guess, shipping by
7 to 12 days is what they said yesterday.
I want to know, the first person that gets a government rapid test in the mail, we want to know about it.
Get your cheese and your rapid test. Good morning, Marty.
Marty, what's going on?
He looks horrible.
I think it looks great. You made me look better.
He looks like he's from Shawshank.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Right?
Yes.
Oh, get on the bus.
That's it.
Woo!
that's it.
Wow.
Yesterday it was Magua from The Last of the Mohicans. Today it's One Flew Over.
Okay.
I think
that dude from Dumb and Dumber.
Time for your vitamins.
Woo! Flew over. All right.
And I was thinking.
You got marriage proposals.
I was thinking more along the lines of Stripes. Krishna. Oh,
couple of
love to meet those ladies.
Woo!
Hey, our new segment, Shave This.
Or Wax That.
Triple I got something you can shave.
Powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Oh, the voice of Marty Griffin. Will be heard 9 to noon. 5G. I bought my phone, and they promised me 5G. Okay.
Your phone going to bring airliners out of the sky?
What is 5G? So we're going to an expert. He's live in New York. His name is Sasha Segan. He is a lead analyst for PC Magazine. He's the guy that has all the answers, we hope, on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Sasha, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, this is 5G for Dummies, and let's start with, what is 5G cellular communications?
So what it is it's basically some new lanes on the information highway which your cell phone is using. And so if the lanes that you've been using, if your connection has become kind of congested or kind of slow because so many people are uploading their Snapchats all at once, 5G is supposed to open that up, and then in the future, it'll provide enough bandwidth, enough room on the highway for some new uses that we haven't even seen yet.
And the problem is there are only so many lanes, there's only so many bands and so many frequencies, and I guess upgrading to 5G is causing problems with the airline industry?
Yeah, so 5G is on a whole bunch of different channels. But one particular channel known as C-band is supposed to launch today. And there's a whole debate going on with the airline industry where they're concerned that some older models of their radio altimeters, which tell the difference between a plane and the ground, that's very important, could pick up some of those C-band signals, and then it would be a mess if it happens.
So the airline industry's been saying, time out, hold up. And some of the airlines have threatened that this is going to be catastrophic disruptions to service. So where are we today? Are they going to put a hold on it?
So I looked, and looks like there are not a lot of airline delays today. So it looks like the negotiations between the carriers and the airlines, even though they've been really contentious, seem to be working themselves out. The carriers have put exclusion zones around the airports. So they're basically not running this new channel right near the airports. And for now, that seems to be protecting most of those domestic flights.
Okay, 5G. What exactly is 5G, and what is the upside to us? We don't care about the airlines.
What about us? I do if I'm on one.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 5G, as I said, 5G just provides more bandwidth in the air. And so, I mean, not on your airline, between your cell phone and the tower. And what that could potentially allow is, for instance, more kind of virtual reality or augmented reality and telepresence things, where you get better video calls, for instance, or you put on a pair of glasses and you see, for instance, the image of your friend walking next to you in the street. Or my favorite idea, because I'm getting a little older, is I want to put on a pair of glasses, and when I'm in a room with a bunch of people, see their names floating over their heads. That's an augmented reality feature, and those are the kinds of things that the new bandwidth from 5G might be able to bring you.
So what would I notice first? So I got an AT&T connection. I got an iPhone. What am I going to notice?
So what you'd notice first is that, especially while you're streaming music or video, if you go to places where the connection's kind of choked up, it'll be less choked up. It gets rid of congestion in the network, especially as more and more people come on and more people are doing their YouTube all at once. So that's the first thing you'd notice, which is just more ease and reliability in your audio and video connection.
So, for example, like if I would go to a hockey game, Penguins game, or a football game, sometimes you have trouble with your phone connection. You can't quite get a signal. Is 5G going to take care of that?
Bingo. That is a key use of 5G. In those really crowded areas, like your hockey game, where there's 15,000 people all trying to tweet at once, that actually jams up the 4G network. 4G can't handle that number of connections, but 5G can. It has a much bigger, it can handle a much bigger audience at once.
What has the progression been from 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and when will we see 6G and have you on again?
So there's a G about every 10 years, and 6G is currently scheduled for around 2028, if you want to know. So every 10 years, there's a change in the way cell phones talk to their towers. And so 2G went from analog to digital, and that introduced texting, which we can't live without now. 3G basically introduced the mobile web in a lot of ways, and 4G introduced enough room and speed for a lot of streaming music and video that a lot of people say they can't live without. So what'll 5G bring? We've got a lot of speculations around like these augmented reality glasses and stuff, but honestly, nobody really knows because nobody expected Snapchat. Like the network's going to come and then people will invent things based on it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So it kind of drives, there's two drivers behind the technology. And then when it gets out there, we figure out ways to clog it up.
Exactly. Like the human ingenuity will fill up the channel once the channel's out there.
Great information, and we appreciate you taking time for us. Sasha Segan, lead analyst, PC Magazine, live in New York City. And we assume that you have 5G on your phone now.
I have 5G on all my carriers, on all my phones, and I'm headed out later today to check out the new networks and publish some results on PCMag.com.
We appreciate it. Take care, Sasha. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
On our Disk Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.